the men had now opened. Valdivia prodded the device doubtfully. "This should have given off an alarm. You didn't hear one, I take it?"
"As I said, not a peep."
"Damn thing must have broken down again. Listen, Sky," Valdivia said, "if a word of this gets out, we're absolutely done for. That damn web was always breaking down, but the way Rengo and I have been overstretched recently..."
He blew out air and shook his head in disbelief at the hours he had been working.
"Well, I'm not saying we didn't repair it, but obviously we couldn't spend all our time nursing Balcazar to the exclusion of everyone else. I know they've got gear on the Brasilia better than this clapped-out rubbish, but what good does it do us?"
"Very little," Sky said, nodding keenly. "Other people would have died if you had devoted too much attention to the old man." "I understand perfectly."
"I hope you do, Sky, because there's going to be one hell of a shitstorm once news of his death leaks out."
Valdivia looked at the captain again, but if he was hoping for a miraculous recovery, there was no sign of it.
"We're going to come under examination for the quality of our medical support. You're going to be grilled about the way you handled the trip over to the Palestine. Ramirez and those other council bastards are going to try and say we screwed up. They're going to try and say you were negligent. Trust me, I've seen it all before."
"We all know it wasn't our fault," Sky said. He looked down at the captain, the stale trail of dried saliva still adorning his epaulette. "He was a good man. He served us well, long after he should have retired. But he was old."
"Yes. And he would have died in a year or so, no matter what happened. But try explaining that to the ship."
"We'll just have to watch our backs, then."
"Sky, you won't say a word, will you? About what we've told you?"
Someone was banging on the airlock, trying to get into the taxi. Sky ignored the commotion. "What do you want me to say exactly?"
The medic drew in a breath. "You have to say the web gave you a warning. It doesn't matter that you didn't act on it. You couldn't have. You didn't have the resources or the expertise, and you were a long way from the ship."
Sky nodded, as if all this was perfectly reasonable and exactly what he would have suggested, just so long as I never imply that the prosthetic web never actually worked in the first place. The two medics glanced at each other.
"Yes," said the first, "that's exactly it. No one will blame you, Sky. They'll see that you did everything you could have done."
The captain, now that Sky thought about it, looked very peaceful now. His eyes were shut. One of the medics had fingered down his eyelids to give the man some semblance of dignity in death. It was, as Clown had said, entirely possible to imagine that the man was dreaming of his boyhood. Never mind that the man's childhood aboard the ship had been every bit as sterile and claustrophobic as Sky's own. The knocking on the airlock had not stopped.
"I'd better let that fellow in," Sky said. "Sky," the first medic said imploringly.
He put a hand on the man's forearm.
"Don't worry about it."
Sky composed himself and palmed the door control. Behind there were at least 20 people all wanting to be first into the cabin. They were all trying to get a look at the dead captain, professing concern while secretly hoping this was not another false alarm. Balcazar had been in the distasteful habit of almost dying for several years now.
"Dear God," said one of them, a woman from Propulsion Concepts. "It's true, isn't it? What in heaven's name happened?"
One of the medics started to speak, but Sky was faster.
"His prosthetic web malfunctioned," he said. "What?"
"You heard me. I was watching Balcazar the whole time. He was fine until his web started making an alarm sound. I opened his tunic and looked at the diagnostic readout. It said he was having a coronary."
"No,"
one of the medics said, but he might as well have been addressing an empty room.
"And you're sure he was?"